are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, we're currently in our Voice of Prophecy going through Discover Study Guide, and we are in lesson number 22. Is God fair? Is the question we're trying to answer. And today, we cover Satan chained to earth for 1,000 years. Now, yesterday, we talked about the events surrounding the second coming of Christ. But this is not where the story ends, you see. It's not just he comes and that's it. No. Today, we want to turn our focus to what happens after Christ has taken his people up to heaven. And helping us understand more about this topic is Pastor God. Well, Gompo. Pastor, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not doing okay, Mfundisi, and yourself?
No, I'm well. God has been keeping me.
Marvelous. Thank you so much for joining us. And from myself, I say to you, Happy New Year, and hoping that you see the fruits of your labor as you go into this year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year, too.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Pastor, we are trying to understand this idea that something happens after Christ has come. I mean, we thought if he has come, then it's done. We don't need anything else. Like the fairy tales would go, it's a happily ever after. Talk to us. What happens once the righteous have been taken to heaven? Apparently, there's more that happens.
Oh, yes. Let me just connect from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are listening, you remember that we talked about the dead in Christ. That those who would have died in Christ, when Jesus comes, they will be resurrected and they will go alongside with the righteous living to heaven. And what happens to those who are evil or who are unrighteous?
Uh-huh.
They will be killed by the glory of God.
Mm.
So those people are saved, they go with Jesus Christ to heaven, and that's when the period of the 1,000 years or the millennium begins.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible is clear that the devil will be left here with nothing to do except being chained. Maybe let's read from the book of Revelation.
Okay.
The chapter is 20, and the verse is 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, who is the devil, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while."
Mm.
So before we go any further, you notice that in these 1,000 years, the devil is suffering, and those who died in sin are dead, while those who were saved are enjoying in heaven.
Mm. Mm.
Let me not talk about those who are enjoying heaven today,
okay,
and address the issue of Satan being chained. So you understand that at Jesus coming and going back for the second time with his people to heaven, Satan is bound and he will remain in chains for 1,000 years. Now the question is, I know there are a lot of theories about the bottomless pit, and I'm sure someone is asking, where is Satan going to be imprisoned? And the question is, what is the bottomless pit and where is the bottomless pit? So we need to understand that the Bible was translated from certain languages to what we are reading today. So, you know, sometimes those who were translating, they had limited, you know, sometimes when you try to translate, you might limit the meaning of the real word. So you understand that from the original translations, the Greek word that was used here was apsos, or where we get the English word apse. So you understand that this word apse is the one that was translated to the bottomless pit. Now what's happening here? The word apse then is also taken from the Greek translated Bible, from the Hebrew text, which simply meant emptiness. You understand all that right, when you read from the book of Genesis, the chapter is 1 and the verse is 2. You understand that the world was formless and it was empty. So in other words, the devil is chained to this empty, formless, or this world which has nothing. Remember that those who died in sin are dead. So the devil has no one to deceive. He has nothing to do except to be here on earth with nothing to do. So you understand that scripture describes Satan as bound or as tied in great chains. Now, the question is this a literal chain? The answer is simple. It's no, because the context clearly shows that this is symbolic. So this is a chain of circumstances where the devil has nothing he can't do. For example, when someone comes and says, "May you please come and help me carry this thing?" Then you say, "Ah, at this moment my hands are tied."
Mm-hmm.
No, this doesn't mean that you're literally tied. You're not literally tied, but there is something that is holding you. So the devil is under chains. How? He is under chains because there is nothing he can do. He is under a circumstance that is tying him down and he cannot do anything. So when you read from the book of Revelation chapter 20 and the verse is 3, you understand that at this moment the devil cannot tempt anyone. The devil cannot deceive anyone. So that is a chain to him.
Yeah.
That he can't do anything. He is just a useless devil, although he is never useful. But that moment he is a useless devil who can't even do him anything for himself. So the devil is bound in chains. There is nothing he can do. So this world, which is our home at the moment, it becomes a prison to the devil because there is no way he can go and there is nothing he can do. So the bottomless pit is this world which is going to have nothing except him who is the tempter and the liar from the beginning. So here we find in the last act what happens. So he is in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. He is there for a short time. It's a short time according to God. I mean, because we'll be in heaven and the devil is here and he is roaming around or whatever. He has nothing he can do.
He's just meandering. Okay.
Yes, there's nothing he can do. After all, who is he? He is not even the king. He is useless in the world that he thought he is leading. So here we find Satan in the last acts of his age-long struggle against God. His evil character remains unchanged. You know, the devil amazes me, to be honest.
Ish.
Even in 1,000 years, when we're still students at school, when you do something wrong, you were detained. And in that detention, that's when you should realize how wrong you were or whatever. But the devil doesn't change. He remains the old serpent who is a liar.
There's no remorse.
And who is a devil. And in fact, exactly, he doesn't even have remorse. He is in darkness. There is nothing. But he still remains a devil. Wow. He is such an amazing creature, should I say. So he and his angels are confined to this empty world. By the way, this is our world. I've heard some songs that say this world is not our home. No, this is our home.
It's our home. No, like they're talking about in its current state. It's not our home in its current state.
Yes, in its current state, it's not our home, but it's our home anyway. So
he is
here in our home. But at this moment, he is being shown how wrong he is. So he's unable to deceive or tempt anyone. And Satan is roaming around an empty world and he is forced to ponder all the heartache and tragedy he has caused throughout the centuries.
Yeah.
So the devil is here being shown how much trouble he has brought to this world, how much evil he has brought to this world.
Yeah.
So in this 1,000 years, all we can say is, anyways, prisons are correctional places, but still the devil is not, I don't know how to explain it in English, but he is still in the stage that he remains in. For those 1,000 years. So he is here on earth. He is not in a pit where he's going to be thrown. No, there is no physical pit.
This is the place.
There is no one who was digging it, and it wasn't even created, but it is an empty place, which will be this world.
It's so almost like,
in case someone was asking themselves,
yeah,
what will be happening to the devil, he will be here with nothing to do. That's all I can say.
I think you remind me, Mfundisi, We have that this side of the world in South Africa, for example, where some buildings that become a bit derelict and people evacuate them and people don't want to stay in them. Maybe they don't have enough. They don't look so nice anymore. Maybe they don't even have some services, no power, no water in the building anymore. Then you find people who do what we call hijack the building. Then they just start staying there. Some not paying rent. Some nefarious deeds are happening in that building. I'm taking that's almost the same thing that's happening where the actual owners of the building are no longer living in the building, but these vagabonds come and take over. And I'm thinking that's the kind of same state that the earth will be, where the owners, like you're saying, we are the owners of this place. This is our home, but we will not be here. And then the devil is alone here. And this is the bottomless pit where he can't do anything and also can't leave, by the way. Thus, he has this chain metaphor attached to him. But he's here alone, Mfundisi. Maybe, I don't know, you had mentioned a bit as you were mentioning there to say he's with his angels. Is that the scripture says that he'll be here with his angels? They are also chained with him? Or at that time, they are part of those that are destroyed by the brightness of Christ coming?
Okay, he will be with his with his angels. But
okay.
Now, the angels, since they are with him in the same team, and the only thing that they can be that they can do is to be sent to deceive. They are all idle with nothing. But he who is chained is the devil himself, who is the father of everything. So when the king is chained, the whole nation is down.
It's down.
So when the devil is chained and with nothing to do, definitely his kingdom of darkness is also in darkness.
He is also in darkness, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that. Maybe then wrap up our lesson for today, Mfundisi. As Satan is chained here for the 1,000 years, what should that give us as people living in this day and age in terms of the sense of justice? I mean, the lesson's title is God Fair. What should that picture of a chain, of a pit, a prison, like you said, where this enemy of souls, this one who has troubled us, this one the scripture calls the adversary of the prison, the accuser, what should we draw from this about the fairness of God as we close off?
Okay, thank you so much. You know, we worship a God who is fair, who will tell you the consequences of your decisions, or he will tell you the fruits of your decisions. And to be honest, I believe God is so fair to show the devil how much damage he has caused to this world. Remember, heaven, God didn't intend for any human being not to be saved. So when God is allowing the devil to be bound in chains for those 1,000 years, I think it's so fair for him to see the damage he has caused and the people he has caused to be destroyed. So God is fair in his judgment. In fact, he has no favor. He gives people what they really deserve. You cannot write an examination knowing that there are two options. It's either you pass or you fail. So when you choose not to do what is right, you will definitely fail. When you fail, you cannot blame the marker the marker made me fail. You failed because of your own deeds. So the devil is going to get what he deserves, not because God hates him, but because that is what he worked for.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you, Pastor. Pastor Kumpom, we appreciate your lesson. Until we chat again tomorrow, may God bless you. Or actually next week, that we are done for our lesson for this week. We appreciate your guidance.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
Amen and amen. Well, there you have it, my dear friends. That's how we wrap up the Discover study guide for this week. And I'm hoping and praying that you will be able to make use of that information and be able to grow as you study. If you're wondering, what are we talking about? This is how you can connect with us.
Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.